Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Day 227 brings us to Numbers 29. Father, we thank you for your word. Please write it on our hearts. Please help us to understand and to receive your word, for you alone have the words of eternal life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Numbers 29. On the first day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work. It is a day for you to blow the trumpets. And you shall offer a burnt offering for a pleasing aroma to the Lord, one bull from the herd, one ram, seven male lambs a year old without blemish, also their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the ram, and 1/10 for each of the seven lambs, with one male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the new moon, and its grain offering, and the regular burnt offering, and its grain offering, and their drink offering, according to the rule for them, for a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. On the 10th day of this seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation, and afflict yourselves. You shall do no work, but you shall offer a burnt offering to the Lord, a pleasing aroma, one bull from the herd, one ram, seven male lambs a year old, see that they are without blemish, and their grain offering shall be of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the one ram, 1/10 for each of the seven lambs, also one male goat for a sin offering, besides the sin offering of atonement, and the regular burnt offering, and its grain offering, and their drink offerings. On the 15th day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work, and you shall keep a feast to the Lord 7 days. And you shall offer a burnt offering, a food offering, with a pleasing aroma to the Lord, 13 bulls from the herd, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, and they shall be without blemish. And their grain offering of fine flour, mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 for each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 for each of the 14 lambs. Also, one male goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the second day, 12 bulls from the herd, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in the prescribed quantities. Also, one male goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and their drink offerings. On the third day, 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in the prescribed quantities, also one male goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. On the fourth day, 10 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, in the prescribed quantities, also one male goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the fifth day, 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in the prescribed quantities, also one male goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. On the sixth day, 8 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs in the prescribed quantities. Also one male goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offerings. On the seventh day, 7 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offering for the bulls, the rams, and for the lambs in the prescribed quantities. Also one male goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offerings, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the eighth day, you shall have a solemn assembly. You shall not do any ordinary work, but you shall offer a burnt offering, a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord, one bull, one ram, 7 male lambs a year old without blemish, and the grain offering and the drink offering for the bull, for the ram, and for the lambs in the prescribed quantities, also one male goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. These you shall offer to the Lord at your appointed feasts, in addition to your vow offerings and your freewill offerings, for your burnt offerings and for your grain offerings, and for your drink offerings and for your peace offerings. So Moses told the people of Israel everything, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. So, this is the Feast of Tabernacles, or the ingathering. It's the final harvest feast. It completes the annual cycle of three feasts. And so it's Holy Convocation, Feast of Trumpets, Feast of Tabernacles. It's the month in which the Day of Atonement takes place. It's the holiest time of the year. So the Day of Atonement is fully prescribed in Leviticus 16. You get more detail on that. But this is on the 10th day of the 7th month. You have a Holy Convocation. That's the Day of Atonement. And then you have, on the 15th day of the 7th month, you have this Feast of let's scroll up to it here for a minute. You have the Feast of Booths, or the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Trumpets. It's the ingathering. So what's interesting about the connection to Christ of these three annual feasts is that the first of the three is Passover. Passover commemorates the bringing out of Israel from Egypt, out of the land of bondage, out of the house of slavery. And as they pass through the Red Sea, they are constituted as a nation. That's really when they become a nation. They're baptized under Moses and under the cloud and the sea, as 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says, and they emerge on the other side of the Red Sea as the holy nation of Israel, the people of God, not just a collection of slaves being kept in Egypt. So you have the shedding of the Passover lamb's blood, the marking out of the people by the blood of the lamb, the deliverance out of slavery and bondage, and they're constituting them as a nation. That's what they remember on Passover. That's when Jesus died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross at Passover as the once-for-all sacrifice, our Passover lamb, the one who was sacrificed in our place. And by doing so, he brings us out of slavery to sin and bondage to the fear of death. He brings us into God's heavenly kingdom. We are constituted as the church. We are made the people of God because of what he did for us at Passover. Well, then there's the Feast of the First Fruits, or the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost. What happens in the New Testament at Pentecost? Well, that is when the first harvest of people come into the church. The church has already been formed. There's 120 disciples in the upper room. They have the apostles. They are the people of God. But on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is poured out, and there's an ingathering. There's an ingathering of the first major harvest. 3,000 souls are added to the 120 people in the church on that day of Pentecost. So that is the fulfillment of that Feast of the First Fruits, the Feast of Weeks. The third festival, the third feast, is the final harvest. This is a big 7-day harvest feast. It's like our Thanksgiving Day as the harvest feast in America, but it lasts for 7 days, and there's just an extraordinary amount of meat that's being offered. Notice that every day there's an atonement offering, a male goat, right? A male goat for a sin offering. That's the consistency every day, a male goat for a sin offering. But besides that, there's massive amounts of food, right? You've got, you start off with 13 bulls from the herd, right, on the 15th day of the 7th month. But then on the second day, you have 12 bulls and 14 lambs. And then on the third day, you have 11 bulls and 14 lambs. This is a lot of meat. in a culture where meat is really for special occasions. This is a great feast. So what does this foreshadow? What this foreshadows is the final ingathering, the final harvest at the end of the age, when God brings all of his people in, and we sit and we enjoy the wedding supper of the Lamb. We enjoy the feast. We will feast in the house of Zion. We will sing with our hearts restored. That is the day that is being anticipated here. So as we read something like this, we should, you know, it's kind of hard to read, especially out loud, because there's so much repetition. But what we ought to be overwhelmed with is the blessing of God, the generosity of God, the joy of the Lord. And we ought to realize this is just a little shadow and just a little anticipation of what's coming when Jesus comes again. And all of God's people from all over the world are gathered in. The evil are judged. They are purged from God's creation. New creation comes, a new heavens and a new earth, and a feast, the wedding supper of the Lamb, for all those who belong to the Lord. That is good news indeed. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the promise of Jesus, who is the fulfillment of all of these Old Testament feasts. Thank you for our salvation in him. Help us to trust in Jesus. Help us to grow in Jesus. Help us to love Jesus. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, tomorrow we're going to continue on to Numbers chapter 30, and we hope you can join us for that. Have a blessed day in the Lord.